Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, and Secretary Hepler. We've got a couple of finalizations for your consideration today, and we'll start out with number 11, the spring wild turkey hunting season, found again number 11 in your booklet. Lots of information here, and I think we're just going to dive right into the recommended changes that you have on your proposal that we discussed at last month's meeting. And you can see there are four individual items that were proposed from last year. Number one specifically has to do with some minor adjustments in actual licenses by units. We have a couple of units out there. We're doing some slight changes in the overall number of licenses, and the biggest change we have is actually one of our units in the far southwestern corner of the state. I believe it was Fall River County, where we went from double tag licenses to single tag licenses, and that was the biggest change when you look at the overall number of license decrease there for both resident and non-residents. Number two, modify the season end date for all turkey hunting, and which would include obviously out on the prairie, the Black Hills, and archery. Currently it ends on the 8th day prior to Memorial Day, and what the proposed change would be to end on May 31. There's been a lot of discussion about the actual date portion of this proposal. If you remember going back to when we sent out the public survey to our turkey hunters, one of the questions that we did ask and one of the topics of discussion was an end date to the turkey season and what kind of support or interest would there be to go to the end of May. And as anticipated or expected, probably there was quite a bit of support to go towards the end of May for that season. During that time, since the commission meeting, we've had some additional discussions with several of our stakeholders. We actually had our turkey management plan stakeholder group pulled back together and had some discussions, and this was one of the topics that was considered on the agenda and went over. We've also had some fairly in-depth discussions with National Wild Turkey Federation on this particular topic, and honestly, we've had very good discussions with it. Certainly, again, there was support during that meeting for going to the end of May for the spring turkey season. There were several questions brought up about the beginning dates of the season. In particular, in our discussions with NWTF staff, the question about if we're going to add dates on the end, should we consider moving some dates at the beginning to begin a little bit later into more of that middle of April or start the season 1 week later than it does right now? So we've had a lot of discussions about that, and in particular, what kind of implication might this have on the overall harvest? Would there be more turkeys harvested because there would be additional days at the end? And if that is the case, what kind of impact does that have on the table within and our criteria within the management plan itself and how we establish seasons, in particular, number of licenses, and what that impact has on fall turkey hunting seasons as well? So as we talked about all this, at the end of the day, we really don't see any biological implications to those extra days at the end and not adjusting at the beginning right now. Right now, we don't believe that that harvest is going to be that substantial, those extra days at the end of May. But we understand the questions that are being posed, and so we went back and had some discussions internally going, how can we address that issue, and what can we learn to help ease any concerns or make any potential adjustments in the future. And so what we did come up with, obviously, is we're going to ask another specific question on our hunter harvest surveys, reaching out to our hunters to determine when are they harvesting their turkey during the spring season. And so we can determine earlier on, mid, and in particular, at the very end of May to see what kind of impact that may or may not have. Again, right now, we don't believe it's going to be a major impact or a significant number of turkeys being harvested, but we're going to learn that through our hunter harvest survey, which we can implement for this coming spring already. And so with that discussion, we also said that we would look at this, and this would be part of the review when the turkey plan comes up for revision in a couple of years. This is a two-year recommendation, so we'd have 2 years under our belt. We can have that information, and we can bring forward recommendations to the commission if it'd be warranted to make any type of adjustments, if that data will show that adjustments are necessary. So we're going to look at that, and we're going to collect that information so that we can have a more further and detailed discussion around that particular point. Number three on your list, proposed change, was adjust Siche Hollow in Unit 48A to the end of May. Again, that just coincides with that because in that particular location, when you have a hunting license for that unit, it is also valid in Siche Hollow Park there. And then number four is the item. Obviously, another topic of discussion was remove that allowance of the use of rifles in the spring turkey season. Again, I'll step back to the turkey management plan. This was a specific item and strategy within the plan that was approved by you as a commission of something that we would look at. It has been a discussion for many years, and what we had in the management plan was to bring this topic forward again, survey our hunters, obtain some more information. We provided you that report. And certainly, again, there were some diversity of opinions on this particular topic. There were folks that were fully supportive of restricting the use of rifles, and there were individuals that also voiced strongly about retaining that opportunity to use rifles. Very honest with you, this is a difficult one for the department to work on. At the time, we bring this forward from an advocacy and a proactive approach of safety issues, in particular with the advancements of equipment and different type of hunting techniques and things that hunters are using. And at the same time, it's also difficult when this has been an ongoing effort to expand opportunity for our sportsmen and outdoor enthusiasts. And so it's a challenging one, but is one that we believe certainly merited the discussion. And the information obtained from the survey indicated a support for restricting those rifles. And so that's why it's on there, and you had proposed it for further input and discussion as by the commission body. One other thing that I would mention to it, again, we looked at it from a standpoint of being a proactive approach to safety, and provide you some statistics last month about the number of accidents, in particular fatalities, we've had in the state. Very fortunate and very happy to say we haven't had something for quite some time, which I think we're all very pleased to see. That all being said, who knows when the next one can happen, and hopefully it does not happen, but it is something that is brought up. And we tie it back right to our department strategic plan, quite honestly. Right in our mission statement, we talk about connecting our outdoor users in a safe manner. And so we looked at that, and it certainly fits and ties very closely right into our department strategic plan and how we're moving forward. I will offer to you one department recommended change from your proposal. If you look at your sheet there, the one listed, and has to do with this topic. In your proposal, it talked about the restricting the use of rifles, and when you get into the rifle discussion, it can become very specific real quick. And so we want to clarify that the use, restricting that use of rifles pertains to rimfire, center fire, and muzzle loading rifles. So just firearms was somewhat of a broader term used, and we just want to clarify what that all entails or applies to. So with that, Mr. Chairman, we'd be happy to try to answer any questions you have and turn it over to the commission for your discussion and deliberation of this proposal, finalization.
So, Tom, to respond to those who wrote emails and were upset with this taking away the rifle option, could you describe the changes that there are in hunting practices, and what is it? What are the reasons that the department is making this proposal?
Sure, I'll do my best to answer some of those questions, Mr. Chairman, and there's probably some more even avid turkey hunters in here than I, but we certainly know that body or full body size type decoys that actually move are being more implemented now. We just had a conference call the other day and talking about how folks are fanning, where they're actually stalking right up on turkeys with a fan, a turkey tail fan right on the end of their shotgun, in, for example. And there's been more advancements where there are decoys out there that are more realistic and techniques being used that put you in very close proximity to the birds. And obviously they're trying to get close shots for those harvest opportunities. And so those discussions have come up with more lifelike decoys and the actions and abilities for them to move and those things. Is there that opportunity to mistake those for a real live bird? And so those are some of the things that were looked upon from that. And the other part of that is, again, that obviously a distance shot that can be taken with a rifle versus a shotgun is obviously much longer. And And if you don't have that clear vision or a true understanding of what it is, that, that opportunity for an accident could occur.
Thank you. Any other? Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My questions also pertain to the removal of the use of the rifles. Obviously, nothing biological about this, right? We aren't expecting any more turkeys, any less turkeys, anything like that.
Right.
So then, if it's a safety issue, would you agree that there's a difference in the Black Hills, possibly eastern South Dakota, as opposed to the West River prairies?
Mr. Chairman, there certainly could be some differences out there. Right now in eastern South Dakota, we have several of our spring turkey units where rifles are not allowed. And most of those areas to hunt are going to be on private land. One of the reasons why we have looked at that implication of that restriction has been the habitat in many of our eastern units is more restricted or confined in some local areas, and so that's where the bulk of your hunters are likely going to be. You get into western South Dakota again, you're probably going to be hunting on a lot of private land in particular. And then when you get in the Black Hills, there'd be more public land, obviously, with a mixture of private land in there as well. Certainly has been discussions about the differences of the hills versus out on the prairies. You could probably go multiple different ways on that. We brought it forward as just an overall restriction of the use of rifles, primarily from the standpoint of keeping a consistent rule in place out there. Knowing where you're hunting, know what the regulations are, probably more from a simplicity standpoint than anything, but you could certainly have those discussions around different landscapes as well. Mr. Secretary.
Secretary.
Thank you. Kelly Hepler, Secretary. You know, Commissioner, you know, in my mind, it almost makes more sense to even talk about the prairie over the Black Hills, because I hunt out in the prairie a lot for turkeys, and you're shooting a longer distance. You're not as close as, like, typically get on the east side of the state or even in the Black Hills, where I've also used a rifle myself. And so when you get out there, with these techniques we have now with fanning, you know, I'd have a hard time. I'm out there 150, 60 yards, even if you're in sagebrush or, you know, and you're in some, you're still going to be hunting on some kind of, a, you know, vegetation to picking that out. And you have a tendency to shoot a little longer distances out in the prairie than you would even in a closer area. So I think the safety concern is at least equal, if not higher, I think, out in the prairie than not. And it's truly an advent of how people are hunting. And we talked to some people surrounding states, particularly I talked to the safety officer over in Iowa, you know, and they, I know they're talking about this in Missouri, a lot of other places. I know the Turkey Federation spoken about this on a national level. Do we go back out then and you start trying to outlaw fanning, for example? Or I'm not sure what kind of decoys, you know, that Russ uses, you know, then we go out and we start going to some very realistic decoys. We start naming brands of decoys that are that good. And it's almost impossible. So it truly, you're right, it's not a biological call. And we struggled over this one. And there's a tendency in society is that we go along and then something bad happens and then we react. And this is just one of those ones that we took, you know, we knowingly are promoting this because we're willing to sacrifice some opportunity. We realize there are certain people that are going to be more comfortable using rifles than a shotgun. We understand that. But we're willing to do that because we think safety should come first in these situations. But, you know, that's arguable. Everybody on this table could have a different opinion on that, and I respect every one of those opinions. And so, you know, I'm not saying the world's going to end either way, but it's one of those ones. Sooner or later, if we don't address it today, we are going to have to address this question. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Could we switch parts of this a minute and remind me or remind us, I mean, how do we allocate resident versus non-resident?
Mr. Chairman, so in the Black Hills, it is not a limited number of licensed spring turkeys. So as a resident hunter, you can get up to two licenses for in the Black Hills, and it's also unlimited for non-residents in the Black Hills. On the prairie units, both West River in East River, it's set by a limited number of licenses by hunting unit. And then in West River, there would be the non-resident allocation based on that 8% level, like deer hunting units.
Has that 8% been there for a while, or?
Yes.
And same discussion with regard to deer, if we tried to go back and figure out why it's 8% versus 9, 7, 14, or 3, we'd probably not come up with a clear answer.
Mr. Chairman, yes, it's the exact same discussion, because actually an administrative rule that 8% applies to the West River deer season, the Black Hills deer season, the wild turkey season, so on and so forth. So it's the same application from the license perspective, yes.
So after we develop all these fair criteria that we're going to develop, then
this would be
that'll part, be one of the things that we talk
about. Part of that discussion.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Any more? Commissioner Peterson.
Yeah, Commissioner Peterson. Back to the changing of the dates. That was one thing that when I was at that group meeting last month, they brought up a little bit about the concern of having part of the time during the breeding time. That's when it was before. And they wondered about checking into making that change off the front. But, you know, we can't do something like that now and then change and then vote on it without any more input, public input. So, but it is something you're going to look at for the next.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Peterson, that's exactly right. From the standpoint of making a change like that, that was not in the scope of the public notice. But again, more importantly, I would say, is that we had those discussions, and this is something that we will look at, in particular from the next round of bringing forward recommendations for the season, as well as the turkey management plan. And we'll continue those discussions, in particular with the biological staff from NWTF, where we had some very good discussions about this topic, and look at all those parameters and see if there's a necessary adjustment to bring forward. Let's work together, figure that out, and then we would bring that forward to the commission.
Other comments? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. Bottom line on spring turkey is it's a game of skill, not shooting skill, but the skill of bringing the bird in. Am I seeing that right, or am I missing something?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioner Locken, I think you could answer that question a couple different ways. Spring turkey hunting, when it comes to a turkey hunting perspective, is obviously the most sought after, and that's what the diehard turkey hunters and all turkey hunters wait for, is that spring turkey season. Certainly, there is the thrill and the challenge of calling those birds in. I'm sure Commissioner Olson could tell you many great stories about bringing them in close, and it's part of the hunt, and for some folks, that's the main part of the hunt. But certainly there are folks that enjoy that opportunity of rifles. We've heard some comments from, and it's a different way of hunting for them as well. So I don't know if one way is right, wrong, or indifferent, or better, or worse, or whatever, which way you want to look at it. But certainly calling those toms in the spring is the hunt in its own. And then the opportunity for harvesting one is probably sprinkles on the cake for some individuals, because that bring them in is a challenge in its own. And then some are much, much harder than others. And so I think it would depend on the individual hunter and their overall perspective, but certainly the spring is what folks wait for turkey hunting in particular, and to have that great opportunity and challenge to bring them in close for harvest.
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you. My concern here, I guess, is, you know, a private landowner out in western South Dakota that wants to shoot a turkey with a rifle. Secretary Hepler said it's equally as dangerous, and he probably has a good point. Is there a way to do this? Like, we don't want to get too detailed, but private land west of the river or something like that, is that, have you discussed anything like that, getting that detailed in these regulations? Is that possible?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Phillips, I think any of those details would be a possibility in the scope of looking at this. We did have discussions. It even came up in the survey, the concept of applying it to public lands versus private lands. And so that opportunity is there. That would certainly be a possibility, and would fall in the realm of the authority of the commission if you so desired to go that route. Where it stands right now today in terms of a finalization, I would say that would be very difficult to do, because that would be something, number one, that we didn't have specific to the public hearing scope, and number two, that would certainly be a discussion in its own in terms of input on that, because that would be a pretty significant change to the season structure as it is right now. And so is it a possibility? Yes. It certainly would be an opportunity to look at it from another angle. But where we are today in terms of your finalization that you have, I would say no, just from a public hearing and the public notice standpoint of that particular topic. If that's something that you as a commission believe is the more appropriate direction to go, that's something that we can look at and put that together. But where we are today, I would say no.
Other comments? So for us to proceed, we should first have a motion to amend the proposal and adopt that.
Correct.
Recommendation. Defining or more comprehensively what a rifle is.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Anybody want to make that motion, or Commissioner Olson? Make it. Second, anybody?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? If not, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so that passes. Now we need a motion to approve the proposal as amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Phillips.
I would like to propose another amendment. Number four, where it says remove the allowance of rifles to hunt turkeys during spring turkey season, add in the Black Hills and East River Prairie.
Is there a second?
Is that
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I just ask a clarification to Commissioner Phillips? So for number four, to add specifically the prairies and the Black Hills?
Remove the allowance to hunt turkeys during the spring turkey season in the Black Hills and on the East River Prairies, therefore leaving rifles available on the West River Prairies.
Is there a second to the motion or no?
I have a question.
Commissioner Phillips. Peterson, sorry.
What implications does that have to go with a specific, leaving a specific area out, or is there problems with doing that versus leaving everything out?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Commissioner Peterson, so Commissioner Phillips' amendment to make it apply to the Black Hills and East River only, to retain the use of rifles in West River Prairie units. I'm going to turn to legal also on this from the public notice standpoint. I believe that could work because the public notice was for the spring turkey season, and within the spring turkey season is the Black Hills unit, the West River Prairie units, and the East River Prairie units. But I'm going to look for some consultation and thoughts on this. So we'll go ahead,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So as Tom referenced, I do believe the public notice was broad enough to cover the amended proposed amendment that Commissioner Phillips would be proposing.
So he said it was not?
Was.
It was, that there would be the allowance to do it as per the public notice to do that. So then the second part, Commissioner Peterson, is the practicality of implementing that and doing that. Again, we can do that. We can put that in place if that is the desire of the commission. Again, it's nice, and it's probably better and more efficient to have a consistent rules approach across the state when we're talking about an individual season like this. For those individuals that are going to have a license out on a prairie unit and in a Black Hills unit, for example, and making sure they understand what those rules and regulations are without putting them in a tough spot. It can be done, but it would come with some things that we would have to look at and consider from a standpoint of implementation of it, but it can certainly be done.
Commissioner Phillips.
If it's considered impractical, and it sounds like it is, I'd withdraw the motion then.
Okay.
So, yes, Commissioner Olson.
I think you withdrew it just a second too soon. You know, I was going to second your motion, not for absolutely for more discussion for one thing, but I think that, you know, listening to the emails and whatnot as you read through those, some people made some good cases as to why, and I just shook my head and said, you know, this isn't something I can support, but I think that when you, I never thought about it from that perspective where you got into the wide open or into the prairie situation where somebody that maybe has a disability or doesn't have the mobility to get out and pack in or do it like the rest of us do and give them the opportunity. We're talking about increasing hunter opportunities, and you gave a good scenario that I hadn't thought of, and I guess, you know, I actually would like to have more conversation with that, and I was going to second your motion to further that discussion.
Make,
but
make it, and I'll second.
What's that?
Go ahead and make it, and I'll second.
Did we vote on?
No, he just withdrew it, so now we need a motion of some sort, either to accept or reject or amend the proposal as it's been amended so far. So you're free to do whatever you'd like to do. Yeah.
Could we just take a short recess?
Sure, let's take a recess till 3 o'clock. Pie. Now I hear there's some fancy rules that go with this pie deal.
Mr. Chairman.
If we're going to take a pie break, we do have some rules.